Hello.
Hi, Anthony. This is Forrest McGee. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing good, Forrest.
Hey, Anthony, have I caught you at a bad time, or have we got some time to talk?
No. I'm not doing good because when I signed that document, I was told by Zach that at closing, I was going to get a cashier check for $25,000. Now I'm coming to find out that they're telling me that I had to sign and wait 2 days before I even get any money. That don't sound right to me at all. And that's not what I was told. And I have no problem selling the property to you guys, but you know that just not sound right at all. Me signing the paperwork, giving you guys 2 days to go from whoever to wherever. And I'm not getting anything in return. That doesn't sound right. And I've sold property. I have bought property before. And at that time, at closing, that's when you get your money or you have to pay money. And for you guys to tell me I got to wait 2 days before I can even get any money is not right at all. It doesn't sound right. And that's not what I was told.
Well, Anthony, first let me apologize for the misinformation. I didn't know that you were told something by Zach that was incorrect. So, you know, it is incorrect what he said, and I apologize for that. There's nothing I can do about that now. But what I can do is I can communicate with you the process, and then you can choose, you know, if that's something that you want to accept or not. But I am telling you that the process that happens with me or the next person or the person after that is not our unique process. It's just the legal process that the lawyers do. So, or the title company, whichever it is. So I can explain to you that process that we all follow, you and us included, if you want me to.
Was that? I mean, Forrest, if I'm gonna get money at closing, I'm more than happy to sell the house to you guys. I can't justify signing paperwork saying I'm gonna sell you the house, and I get money later. I cannot.
So, I understand you 100%. I understand your frustration and where you're coming from, and I understand what you're saying. Okay, so let me give you an example of a closing that I had on Thursday, okay, where we were in the same position that you are, where we were selling something, okay? And so how the process works for us when we're selling something, and the same thing for you, this is just an example of what happened. So we sold something late last week, and then what happens is the buyer has to pay before the closing. So the buyer's money is received by the title company or attorney, and in the state of Virginia, it can be either one. So the money's received and they're considered a trustee or an escrow of that money. So they don't close the deal until that attorney or title company has received the money to consummate the deal. Okay? So when that closing happens, the money is in the attorney's bank and it's cleared, it's done. There's money there for that transaction, okay? And then the closing happens, and in our particular case, we sold this property. And for us to get our proceeds, there's a process according to the state. So the state says that the closing documents, the deed, has to be recorded at the courthouse, okay, at the clerk of courts, before any money is dispersed, before any taxes are paid, before any mortgages are paid off, and before any net to seller proceeds, commonly referred to as profit or, you know, the seller's, you know, proceeds, whatever you want to know it as, okay? So before anybody gets paid, that document, the deed, has to be recorded at the courthouse before anybody gets paid, whether it's you, the IRS, state, local government, mortgage companies, whomever it is. We all just get in line and we all wait for some nameless, faceless person to either e-record, you know, if the counties allow it, or to go down there and actually go into the clerk of court's office and actually manually record and scan it in as a document. So we're all just subject to that process as outlined by state law. And so whether it's you, whether it's me, or whether it's any of the multitude of sellers, we all have this process we follow. And it's not unique to your transaction or my transaction. It's unique to the state of Virginia. That's just the way that it works. So yes, you are right that Zach told you something is untrue. I'm not arguing that, and I'm not defending that. I'm apologizing for that. But what I am telling you is, when you choose to do this process with whomever it is, okay, that's the process that's going to be followed.
I don't want to follow that process.
Then you're not going to sell your house, Anthony. You're never going to sell your house if you don't follow that process. It's just not
I'm not comfortable doing that for us. It's just, first off, I had to sign paperwork before closing. I've never done that before.
No. You signed an agreement for us to enter into an escrow. You signed a purchase agreement. That's nothing to do with closing documents. Closing documents are done the day or a few days before the closing.
I understand that. But it just don't seem right to me for me to sign closing documents and not get paid at that time. Like, I had bought a house. I had to have my money right there. The cashier's check to give to them that day. I couldn't wait 2 days later. I had to give it to them that day. And I wanted to get paid that day that I signed. I don't know what else. Well, I don't want to go. If you guys want to go along that line, I don't want to sell the house. If I can't get paid that day, I don't want to sell out.
What you just described to me is exactly what I told you the process is. The purchasers have to have the money the day of closing or before that. That money has to be with the attorney. And you're exactly right where it had to be either a cashier's check or some kind of guaranteed funds like a wire transfer or something of the like, right? It can't just be a personal check. And this is Johnson. It's not cash. They don't handle cash. So you're exactly right. The beginning of a closing starts exactly the way that you said you had the money up front. And that guarantee that the money's there to disperse after the title's recorded, right? So in your transaction, when you bought your house, it's the exact same manner as I'm explaining, where the person who sold that property to you had to wait a certain number of days. Whether it's 1 day, 2 day, that is not predetermined, right? Because we don't know how fast it records at the courthouse, right? I've had things take a week. I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I've had, having in a rural community, I've had to wait like a week, to get a confirmation of recording because people just don't go out there every day because there's just, there's limited number of transactions. So that person that's doing the recording might be recording, 5 or 10 transactions or deeds, that they have a big binder they're taking into the courthouse that day because they're only getting paid like, $50 or $75 per recording. So they're going to do 5 or 6 of them at a time to drive all the way, to the courthouse to get it done. So I understand that you want your money. I'm the same way, right? I'm like, why does it take so long? But I've never not been paid. And I've been doing this for 10 years as a buyer and a seller. So I've never not been paid, for a transaction that I've sold because the money's already there. You're just waiting for the paperwork. But, it's going to happen with me or anybody else, or you're just not going to sell your property. But this transaction process is the same anywhere. But the problem is, and what I'm extremely
ecstatic about is that you were told something that was not correct. And I don't know how to correct that except for apologize. There's nothing I can do except apologize.
Well, I asked, you know, because I specifically talked to Zach and I said, I'm uncomfortable signing this paperwork before the thing. And I said, then he said, closing. I told him, what kind of check. I wanted my money. I said, I want a cashier's check at closing. I specifically said that. And that's what I was going by. Okay, I'm going to sign the paperwork now. But at closing, I expect a check then.
Well, I can also tell you that how you had to bring a cashier's check to purchase your property is not how it works on the selling side. They either cut you a standard bank check or that you can pick up or they can mail to you, or they do a wire transfer for the proceeds. So I'm telling you that what was said is incorrect, and I'm just apologizing for it, and I don't know how to make
it. I understand that, Forrest. I understand what you're saying. But going forward, I don't want to sell my house if it's going to be like that. If I can't get my money the day that, like I was told, I don't want to sell the house.
Yeah, well, the law is the law, and I can't go around that. So if you want to do something that the law doesn't allow us to do, then there's no way forward for us.
But then, like I said, I was told a certain thing the way I was going to go, and that's why I agreed to sell the house.
I'm not denying that you were told something incorrect. I'm sorry, and I don't know what to tell you except for the truth. Now, this all I can do is try to make it right from here forward. And
you want to make it right, I would like to get paid on the day of closing. I have no problem with selling the house.
If I'm making it right and telling you what the legal process is, but then you're telling me that you want me to do something that goes against the legal process, how is that making it right?
By doing what you say you guys agree, what I thought y'all agreed to do, pay me at closing.
So the promise of payment will be made at closing, but the actual delivery of that money in the form of a check or a wire transfer will be after the deed recording. But the promise of payment is there, right? You will receive X amount of money at closing. I say X amount of money because I don't have the document in front of me, okay? But you'll receive X amount of money at closing, and that's a promise from the lawyer saying that we've received the money already, we're holding it, waiting for the deed to record, and you will get this amount of money as soon as the deed records. Would you like it as a wire transfer, or would you like it as a check? And
you're breaking up for us.
I said the process is what we have to follow. They give you a promise, and they show you exactly how much money you're getting in that, but everything still needs to record. And once it does that, then you get your money, and that's just a legal process. And that's how I can make it right. It's just do it that way.
And the next thing, is it going to be a full $25,000, or are you guys going to take money out of that? That's the next thing I'm expecting to fall, and it's going to be less than that.
Let me explain that to you.
Repeat that again?
Let me explain this to you. So the purchase price is for $25,000. Now, you own this property free and clear, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Are you current on your taxes?
Yes. The taxes are due, I think, in June, though. Probably $200 or something like that.
So any proration in taxes of present owed money, the government's going to get their money. Okay.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can hardly hear you.
I apologize. Let me go back to where I was. So any taxes you owe up until the day that you sell the property and you sign those documents, okay, those taxes are going to be taken out of your proceeds.
So taken out of that $25,000, okay, that's money that you owe forever. Other than that, we pay the closing cost. So if you owe no taxes, if taxes be day of closing, they're going to be $20,000 less than nothing, and then that's what you're getting. So you're getting an itemized close statement, which you purchased the house for. You've seen it, it's coming here for you as a statement, and it just shows the itemizations there of, you know, what it is. But it may be a few dollars less than $25,000, but we're not asking you to pay closing costs. We're paying your fees, your lawyer fees. We're paying our lawyer fees and stuff like that.
Well, let me ask you this first. If I don't want to sell the house, what would happen then?
If you don't want to sell the house, Anthony, then I don't want to do business with somebody that doesn't want to do business with me. I want willing and cooperative sellers of their house that want a good buying experience. And unfortunately, by giving you inaccurate information, I created a bad buyer, a seller experience for you, and it's up to you to whether or not you want to accept my apology and move forward or not. It's just your choice.
Well, I'm talking about, anyway, if I don't want to sell the house, I want to sell the house, but it's just the issues. I'm talking about my family, and they're expecting that, and now I got to go back and change the whole thing around, and my wife upset about it. I'm talking about, it's a big ball is rolling and getting bigger. Because I was told something,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was told something, and I told them, and now I got to go back and rechange and tell everything, change everything that I was told, and that's not true. And they suspect.
What's not true?
That I don't get paid at closing, that I had to sign documents.
You are going to get paid after settlement. Everybody enters into a purchase agreement. When you bought your house, you said you purchased the house and you had to bring a check to cashier's check to closing. When you did that, before you showed up at the lawyer's office, you created a purchase agreement, whether your realtor did or you did or whatever, that says, I want to buy this house for this price and these terms. That's called a purchase agreement. That's what you and our company are engaged in right now, a purchase agreement. Okay. That starts this transaction. We are not making this up. We are just following the rules set forth by the state of Virginia. Okay. There's no transaction without purchase agreement. That it's called a meeting of the minds. Is what a contract is you agree to perform this way. I agree to perform that way. Okay. That starts any transaction. They will not start title work. They will not do a closing unless you have a agreement. So I do ask before, outside of the law. I just understand. Can you explain?
Help explain what? Help you understand.
I'm sorry. Can you help me understand how the transaction where you were the buyer is so much different than the transaction where you're the seller on this one? How was the first process on your other house different?
Because the difference is I was told I was going to get my money that day at closing when I signed the paperwork. That's the difference.
Right. So that's, as I've explained.
I understand what you said. I understand. Doc told me something incorrectly. I understand. But that's what I was told. Okay.
How can I make it right in accordance with the law?
By honoring what Zach said, by giving me the money at closing.
That's not in accordance with the law. That's an unlawful activity.
Well, then let me ask you this, Forrest. If I decide not to sell the house right now, I know you guys probably spent money on it. What's going to happen?
If you decide not to work with me, I'm just going to tell you that I apologize and, you know, I wish you the best of luck. I would like to perform this transaction with you, but I don't beg people.
You don't what?
I don't beg people for their houses.
I'm not asking you to beg. I'm not asking for us. I'm not asking you to beg. Be honest with you. I'm a cook, and I try to do things the correct way and be honest up front. But, you know, like when I entered into this thing, there's something that, like I was explaining to Zach, this is something I never did, signing paperwork before you even going, you know, closing the document. Then when I come to close, I'm told one thing, and then there's something totally, come to find out, something totally different that I'm supposed to get a couple of days later. And, you know, that's not what I'm used to.
Anthony, I hope that I've been a good example to you of what people who have a healthy fear of God and have a Christian mindset do when we make a mistake. I come to you and I say, I've made a mistake, right? I apologize. Do you accept my apology? That's all I've done here. And then I've explained the real process to you, right? So now it's just very simply, do you want to go along with the real process or not?
Listen, Zach. I mean, listen, of course. I understand what you say. I accept the apology.
Thank you.
Like I say, it's not just me. It's my wife. I have four daughters that were actually, I was going to give the money to them.
Sure.
It's not even coming to me. But it's just the fact that I was told something. They're expecting something. And I told them exactly what I was told me. And then after I had to talk to B the other day, she was saying that you in contract, like, well, you screwed now.
Right.
So I'm just telling you what was told, the way the conversation came out to me.
Everything's recording. We record all these phone calls because I need to know what my team's doing. And I mean, if you interpreted it that way, then that's one thing. But my team does not talk like that.
No, I'm not saying she didn't say you screwed now, but she said you was under contract. And I was just simply saying that you're screwed now. I'm not saying that B said that. But I'm just the way it came off to me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And my wife got upset about it, too.
Right. So look, Anthony, you're in control here, okay? You can continue to move forward in this transaction with us, or you can choose to ask me to send a release for this contract, okay? I will do what you ask because, you know what, you have to show up to the table, all right? You have to willingly sign, and I am not going to take this any further and try to drag anybody into this uncooperatively. So simply this process is for me or the next guy. Okay. You are going to have to follow this process that I've outlined to you, the correct process. Okay. You're going to have to follow this process with me or anybody else if you want to give that money to your daughters. Okay.
Okay.
Because we made an apology. Because we made a mistake. I can understand your frustration and I can understand your level of distrust, and I understand that. But nobody is going to give you that the moment you sign. It's just not the process in Virginia. So it's just not the way it works. And you're going to have to sign a purchase agreement with somebody else, and they're going to start title work, and they're going to go through this escrow period. It's what it's called. Just like we are, and the only thing different is that it's going to be longer to the expected ending that you want to have. So really, what the issue is you want your money 2 days earlier than what the legal process is going to allow.
You said 2 days earlier.
That's what you said. You said you wanted the day of closing. And typically, it's 2 days after closing is when you get your money. So really, that our miscommunication and the fact of 2 business days is really the hang up here.
Forrest, you know, I really appreciate you calling me and talking to me. like you have. And I'm being honest, I really do want to sell the property because, you know, I can't afford to fix the property up. Like I told you, my daughters understand that and my wife understand that. But it's the way that it came off, and my wife kind of got bothered by the way some things about it. And but I have to go back to them and talk to them first. Can you give me a day or two to talk to them, and then I talk, give you my answer after that?
I would greatly appreciate a call back. Thank you.
Okay, and this you your number that I'm talking to, 5008?
Yes, sir. You call me directly, okay? At this point, just talk to me directly, okay?
Okay, and like I said, I do want to sell the property, but it just some things got thrown out there, and especially the money not being paid on that day. My wife kind of tripped about that, and my daughters did also.
If you have any questions when you're talking with your wife and your daughters, if there's anything that you're unclear about, just call me or text me, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, talk through this again. Because, look, Anthony, I do this for a living, right? And so I understand the process. But I also understand, because I deal with people just like yourself on a daily basis, that you don't do this for a living, and this is a big deal, and you want to do things for your family with this money, right? And so when something isn't clear, concise, correct, or factual, it's a big deal, and I understand it because I deal with people just like yourself on a daily basis. So please, if there's anything you don't understand about the conversation that we just had, and you're trying to explain it to your daughters and your wife, just call me back, and I'll explain it again.
Okay, I didn't want to delete to say that B or Zach said anything that derogatory to me, but I was just saying that's the way when she said you under contract, that's the way I perceive that you screwed them. I just want
to. Yeah, I constantly try to work with, you know, our team and trying to find the correct words to say, but it's like, it's always a challenge, right, in our business, because they, you know, they want to say it one way, and sometimes it gets received, you know, so some people, a contract is just a normal term, right, and some people, you know, a contract is like, it's like, hey, you're boxing me in a corner, right, you know, what are you really trying to say? It's just, we always try to have this balancing act of, you know, what's the right thing to say as to, you know, make sure that somebody understands what we're saying, and at the same time receives what we're saying with the intent that we're trying to do it. And B simply was trying to say that, look, we're in agreement, you know, to, you know, purchase your property together, because, you know, we agreed to this, and so we're just trying to make the expected end for everybody involved. So we're trying to get you what you want in a timely fashion, and we're trying to purchase the property so we can make it, you know, into something that a new family is going to enjoy, because that's our purpose here. You know, that's why we do what we do. So, but communication is always a problem, Anthony. I'm sure. Communication has, you know, has gone poorly at some previous time in your life, right? I mean, we all struggle with it. Everybody does. And so for that, I apologize that my team didn't communicate effectively with you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Forrest. And then, like, again, I have no problem with Zach or Forrest. I mean, or the, mm-hmm. They've been polite. They haven't said anything derogatory. It's just the way they said it, I proceeded a different, my wife proceeded a different way, that,
okay.
You screwed because you signed the paperwork beforehand, which I've never done before.
Okay. Well, when you're communicating with your wife and your daughters, if you have any more questions, feel free to reach out, and I'll expect your call in a couple of days.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.